This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. Before we go to Mike Haas, man, LSU's in the semifinals tonight for women's gymnastics and trying to defend that title, Charlie. And, man, for the Lady Tigers, they have been something. Man, I got 2 grandkids, and if anything kind of captivates them, it's to watch the gymnastics. My oldest granddaughter's in gymnastics herself, pretty good at it. But, man, LSU gymnastics and, Coach Didi did a great job there, but what happened last year to win that title? And it was so suspenseful to watch it at the end. But LSU now on that journey to try to get it 2 years in a row.
8 teams left, Mike. It's Oklahoma, Florida, Missouri, and Alabama in the first semifinal, then LSU, Utah, UCLA, and Michigan State in the second semifinals.
Man, how did Michigan State get you look at all the different regions, it's they kind of the lone wolf.
Yeah. It's a lot of Southeast and then the couple, a little bit in West competition with UCLA and Utah. But yeah, Michigan State is kind of the lone wolf.
The lone wolf there. But man, I've seen Michigan State and they're impressive. On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. And next week at this time, Haas, you'll be doing what I'm doing. You'll be interviewing, and you'll be interviewing the Saints brass out at the camp itself.
Yeah, but let me finish up on your conversation. USA Gymnastics, the championships, right here, Smooth King Center, August 7th through the 10th. So the best in the world will be coming here. And so that's pretty cool. So you're right. Just wanted to follow that up. But yeah, so yeah, 4 to 6 next Thursday, Deuce and I, the first few, pretty cool. We know them all. And then we're going to go. It's a lot of new coaches, right? So new theories, new kind of thoughts, new processes. And I'm even sure they don't even know the answers to some of the processes yet, just starting OTAs. But man, it is. And then, of course, with the news on Friday, we went from just kind of a, all right, let's prepare for the coaches. It was a big deal just to have a pick in the top 10. And, 9 picks overall. I like the number 9, by the way. 9th pick, 9 picks overall. But then everything changed. And now it's just, oof. I don't know how you did it for so many years. My head is just swimming with names and percentages.
Charlie can tell you, man, I wish I wrote notes on stuff. I'm fortunate, man. The good Lord give me that ability to recall pretty good. But, I look at it this way. Man, Derek Carr, he can go play somewhere else now. He didn't throw down his cards. He don't want to be here. Okay, June 2nd, I cut you loose. You go do what you got to do, and I'll move on from you. It's a difficult kind of profession to be in, because sometimes agents and lawyers and, you know, you're trying to maneuver. He didn't want to be here, and I think he's doing his best not to come back, which I don't expect he will. But, Micah, we had a texter ask about trading up in the draft, and I'll answer the texter first. I think the only way the Saints would have traded up in this draft class, and I don't think they will, but they would have, and I think maybe tried to. I think they did make a shot at it to get to the one spot, to get Cam Ward, the quarterback from Miami of Florida. I'm pretty sure about that. But then the Titans, you know, they look as though they've sort of tightened the belt and say he's going to be our guy. Talking about maybe moving up for Will Campbell. I don't see them making a move to go up in this draft. Mike, I want more picks. I don't want less. And this team's got enough holes. Man, 9 picks ain't enough.
Yeah, but that's not the MO, right? I mean, trading back to get more picks. I mean, that sounds like a great philosophy, but, you know, doesn't – the front office is the front office. And I'm not saying they won't, but just if you look at history, it's not what they've done. I mean, the last 5 drafts, they've averaged 5.8 players a draft. So not even 6 guys. So to have 9, and I agree with you, Ben, if they have wide receiver, offensive line, tight end, you know, defensive run stopper, secondary, there's no position that running back that doesn't need – you know, an upgrade, an impact player. And you have this opportunity, but I don't see it. But so I guess let me ask you, because I'm sure you've been asked a million times. Like, to me, the Saints are the grade is the grade, right? They've got their grade on Shador and Jackson and all the quarterbacks. And so the grade didn't change on Friday. And I feel that's kind of who they are. That's their DNA. Do they take Shador at 9, or do they – and maybe they had him graded there already. I don't know. But if they didn't, history tells me they won't deviate from the board.
If he's not 9, I don't pick him, and I'm fairly certain they don't have him close to 9. So, you know, if it's an offensive lineman, if it's a defensive lineman, if it's Tyler Warren, the tight end from Penn State, if it's Tet, maybe, McMillan, the wide receiver from Arizona. I don't deviate because, Mike, I've spent so much time and cash money, okay, and hours scouting these players. For me, all of a sudden to say, I'm going to throw that out the window and I'm going to do what I want. Now, Mike Ditka did that. Mike came in with a real small card, and he was going to pick who he wanted. I don't care what the scouts think. These are who I want. But that's not how it's done here. And I think that they're not going to deviate from that. I think they're going to go with the best player on their board at 9.
And if that whoever that might be, and I would agree. I mean, to me, there's some unbelievable – well, I think the wide receivers we haven't talked about hardly enough – In the 1,300 mock drafts, the consensus that is going to be 1, and that's Tet, to be taken in the first round. So there's a ton of people out there. Would you maybe trade combine a 2 and a 3? Let's say, for whatever reason, Shador and Jackson both escape the first round. Probably not. Probably Pittsburgh maybe take them. Maybe Cleveland slides back into the first. Who knows? But let's say they both do. Do you take one of those guys? Do you trade? If he's not, do you feel confident enough in your second round pick to move up to get one of those two guys?
Mike, I think the thing with that is there's a third option to that. As that young man from Alabama, Jalen Milroe.
Jalen Milroe, yep.
And I know some people in that organization that really like Milroe. And, you know, you think about Kellen Moore and what he had in Philly. And Jalen Hurts, I would say, and I look at Milroe, Hurts is a lot like Milroe when he came out of Alabama. Now, not the Hurts that came out of Oklahoma, because Lincoln did a great job with him at Oklahoma. He refined him as a passer. And, you know, you could see that Kellen Moore would see that, you know, he's got a lot of Jalen Hurts in him, and I could refine that. I wouldn't have to play him year one. But I could build a package that he could see a lot of playing time. And the one thing he does really well as a passer, man, can he throw the deep ball. Now, short intermediate stuff is what he's got to work on, and there's some mechanical stuff there. And people always ask me about, you know, at Manning, Bill Belichick was there this summer, and so I would always go watch the quarterbacks throw, and I'd always spend a little bit more time watching Milroe. Every practice, guess who kind of touched me, pulled us, hey, I got to get it. He was like, hey, we keep meeting here every morning. Bill Belichick. Hey, he wasn't there because he loved the heat and humidity of South Louisiana in July. He was there looking at quarterbacks because I think he thought he'd be in the NFL today, not in college football.
So who is under center game? If they go Milroe and want to kind of set him and prepare him, your quarterback room right now is Carr, Spencer, Hayner, and James Madison's Ben DiNucci. So do they go out and get a
I would go get a veteran.
Go get you a veteran and prepare Milroe?
I'd do that because I just see that if you're going to use a second-round pick on a quarterback today, I think you realize he's going to be your starter in 2026. And, you know, a big part of Kellen Moore getting a head coaching job is what he did with quarterbacks at the NFL level. Okay, look what he did with Dak Prescott. Justin Herbert, that was a tough situation because they were all beat up. And then look what happened to Jalen this year. But I do think that they're going to use an early pick on a quarterback, but it won't be at nine. It will not be at nine.
They'll be there. I mean, Shador, Jackson, Quinn Ewers, Tyler Shuck, Kyle McCord, Jalen Milroe, 40th pick in the second, and they got two in the third if they ever did want to, you know, package something. So they've got options, but, man, like you say, they've got holes, right? And as I say to everyone, if you don't run the ball better and you don't stop the run better than you have in the last 4 or 5 years, who cares what the question is? The next question is, right?
That's why, in my opinion, I think if a Tyler Warren is there, I think they go in that route. But I think what's not being talked about enough, defensive line. Mike, it ain't stopped the run in 2 years,
right,
on this football team. You got to get somebody that can help you. Now, you did go out and acquire a veteran nose guard in Davin Godshaw, and I think Davin will do a really good job there. But I think if they pick an edge early, that would tell you kind of the defense that they're going to run there. And they feel as though we don't have enough players there, and we want another guy to help out Chase Young. You understand with Cam, you know, he's in the winter years of his career, along with Carl Granison, who's played really well. But I want another one. I want another guy up front.
Right, but you're looking at that like I kind of am with this new defense. These edge rushers are not your – necessarily pass rushers. These edge rushers are, you know, there to stop the run as well. They're not the big 6'5", 6'6", guys. You know, they're going to be a different body type, you know, almost like a linebacker on the end because they've got to find a way to stop the run. And that's what I think Staley kind of looks at in this defense, assuming they maneuver their way to a 4-3. I mean, who cares? I mean, you can talk about
it's
numbers.
All hybrid.
Right, it's exactly. Everything's a hybrid. Tell me what play it is, and, you know, it's a 5-2 or a 4-3, who knows, right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The other thing, too, is that doesn't have much depth, and it was the strength last year, cornerback. Mike, and I don't think they'll pick one in round one. I don't see that. No. Just some of the things that have happened with Will Johnson. Now, if you'd asked me that a year ago, man, Will Johnson looked like the guy. And then he gets hurt, and then, you know, he's got a turf toe injury and a hamstring injury. Didn't run, you know, at his workout. And that, you know, you hear a lot of different things from people outside or and in the Michigan kind of community. I don't think they use round one, but they're going to have to use, and I'm going to say this might be plural, they're going to have to use a couple picks, cornerback and safety.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think so as well. And just, you know, they, losing Will Harris, you know, they picked up Justin Reed, and they did were able to kind of get some guys from a depth standpoint. And Isaac Yedem and Ugo Amadi kind of keep them around, but and Tyron. But man, I agree. They're going to need some impact players, right? Depth there. You replace with a Marshawn Lattimore and
Paulson Adebo.
Yeah, Paulson Adebo, exactly. But I think this is where, you know, I don't know how I feel about Kool-Aid. Like, I feel like I know a little bit of him, but, you know, I feel like we need to see more of him. And quite frankly, we need to see that 2023 class show up, right? Foskey, Miller, Saldivari, and those guys, you know, maybe in this defense, Foskey, you know, fares better. Kendre Miller, I don't know, right? That's the most part. I feel like I think Alvin's as good as they come. I don't care how old he is. Forget age. But with Kendre Miller's situation, they got rid of Jamal. I mean, how does running back not kind of figure high in this draft?
As I told Charlie all the time about them three guys, good rook.
Well,
I mean, I've seen with Saldivari, I think they want him to be that guy. He just can't stay healthy. Kendre Miller, they want him to be the guy, can't stay healthy. Foskey, I can't tell you anything about him other than he's pretty good on special teams.
I agree. I mean, you know, but that's 2, 3, 4 of 2023.
And it goes back to what Mike and I have said multiple times on the show, that you build through the strengths of a draft. Luckily for the Saints, the running back class this year is fantastic. So you have the extra third-round pick, you have the extra fourth-round pick, and with the gigantic question mark that you have about Kendre Miller, because we just don't know about the kid, in all honesty, you got to at least take one running back at some point, especially in the middle rounds. And if not just one, potentially two by the end of it. Because you just have so many question marks in that running back room. As you mentioned, Alvin's still fantastic, but he's not getting any younger. And then Kendre Miller enters the year as your RB2 after you cut Jamal Williams. And you just don't have any kind of idea what he's going to provide. Mike, it's a good running back class, so it kind of matches the timing. But you definitely need to take at least one, if not two.
It's a great class
for
depth. I've never seen these kind of guys that's going to litter in the third and fourth rounds. where you could have 15 running backs go in rounds 3 and 4. That's how good a class it is.
You have the extra picks, use them.
Yeah.
What about wide receiver? I mean, to me, you know, I mean, you got Chris, you got Rashid, you picked up Brandon, you re-signed Dante, you got Bayless. But, man, I think this is a strong wide receiver class that's been overlooked, that maybe second, you know, again, we just threw away two quarterback picks or secondary picks, two running backs. We're running out of picks.
We're running out of, and we got too many positions to fill.
Right, right. So, I mean, I'd love to get a tight end. But to me, I feel like, I don't know, the wide receiver room is strong, but can it be stronger?
They don't have man receiver.
And there's not many in this draft either, Mike. That's the issue. A lot of these guys are kind of slot or like smaller guys.
Smaller guys.
Yeah, other than Tet.
Tet's a big dude.
Tet are like the two. But outside of that, it's just – it doesn't really match the need, unfortunately. But if Higgins is there at 40, I mean, he could be an option. I don't know.
He's a big receiver from Iowa State. They got a big and a small. I mean, you know, man, you know, people say Iowa State's not that good. What? Play against them two receivers and see if they're not that good. They really good. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. We're looking forward to working with you on that 3-day stretch starting 1 week from today.
Look forward to it as well. Thank you, Charlie. All right, Michael.
All righty. Mike Hall, Spice of the Saints.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.